Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Because you are God. Thank you for a time like this. Thank you for an evening like this. Thank you for this preservation service. Thank you for lives you will touch. Destinies you will change. Be thou glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. I welcome everyone here tonight to this awesome, auspicious service of preservation for the month of August. I believe our lives will never remain the same in the name of Jesus Christ. Subject tonight is the word of preservation. The word of preservation. Scripture is 2 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 7. He said, verse 7a, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store. For the sake of this service, that is our emphasis. Kept in store. The word keeps. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. It said, about Jesus Christ, the word of God, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. He keeps all things, he holds all things up by the word of his power. Our objective tonight is to understand and understudy the preservation power of the word. Number two, to understand how to deploy the word for preservation. The preservation power of the word, and how to deploy the word for preservation. It's crucial to note that the word of God brought forth the world, and the word of God keeps the world. The world has been created by the word, and the world is kept by the word. And we're going to look at scriptures and see the word of God and how it preserved the lives of people, individuals, and so forth. Let's look at number one, Noah and his family. They were preserved and kept by the word after the flood. Kept by the word after the flood. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you, and the dread of you, shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the earth, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. That is, no beast of the earth is permitted to hurt or harm you. Because I have given a word to that effect. They fear of you. They dread of you. Instead of fearing the lion, it is the lion that will fear you. That was what God was telling Noah. Instead of being afraid of the python, it is the python that will be afraid of you. Instead of being afraid of the hyena, it is the hyena that shall be afraid of you. Instead of being afraid of any beastly human being, into your hands are they delivered. That word came, and there was no scratch on Noah. There was no scratch on his family on account of evil beasts, because the word of God is the word of preservation. Example number two, Abraham. Abraham and his family took off on a journey into a strange land and experienced no hurt or harm on the way by the word. Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 1, all the way, the Bible said to, and now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you, and I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Now bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And Abraham departed in verse 5. So Abraham departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Abraham took Sarah his wife, Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that he had gathered, and the soul that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan, they came. The word of God is the guarantee of starting an arrival at destination. The word of God guarantees that your journey of life is safe. It guarantees starting an arrival at destination. You started the journey, you arrived at where you are going by the word of God. He guarantees that. Abraham departed as God had spoken, and Abraham reached his destination. I prophesy to someone here, no journey of life will swallow you on the road. You will not start a journey and end your journey in the middle of the road, and end your life in the middle of the road. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, say amen. You will not end your journey in the middle of the sky, in the flight in the air. You won't end your journey in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of the sea, in a boat capsized. You won't end your journey in a ghastly accident on the road. And Abraham departed. And as he departed, he reached destination. You shall reach. Say a louder amen. Third example, Jacob. Jacob encountered the word of preservation on his way out of his father's house as he fled from the wrath of Esau. He encountered the word of preservation. Genesis 28 and in verse 15 at Bethel. And God said to him, and behold, I am with you. I will keep you in all places, whither thou goest. And I will bring you again into this land. Hear this. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you of. Ay, 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 ay. What I say to one, I say to all. I will not leave you. Behold, I am with you. I will keep you in all places where you go. I will bring you again into this land. I won't leave you. Anybody may leave you, but I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you of. Anybody who believes that is your word, say a louder amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Say, my God will not leave me. Until he has assisted me to where I need to go. See, anybody may leave me, but there is someone who cannot leave me. And that is the most important personality. I will never, never stop my journey halfway. Halfway until I reach my goal. Until I reach my goal. Until I reach my hope. I will never, never stop my journey halfway. Halfway. Let me show you how this word worked. Take your seat. How this word worked in the life of Jacob. In Genesis chapter 31, verse 23, Laban began to pursue Jacob. After Jacob saw how terribly Laban dealt with him, even though God had increased Jacob more than Laban, Laban pursued Jacob. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey. And they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night. And he said to him, be careful concerning Jacob. Take heed that you speak not to Jacob good or bad. If you can't say anything good, don't say anything bad. Don't say anything at all. Don't say anything at all. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mountain, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the Mount Gilead. Now jump to verse 29. Laban said, it is in the power of my hand to do you hurt, but the God of your father spake unto me last night. The God of your father spake unto me yesternight. He's talking like a Nigerian. Yesternight. Saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. I announce to someone here, anybody looking for you, God shall visit them in the night. Anybody looking for us, God shall visit them in the night. Anybody looking for your children, God shall visit them in the night. This night, you believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. What is the word? What is it? It is in the power of my hand to hurt you. And you know Laban, apart from being physically wicked, is diabolically strange. It's in the power of my hand. When he said, I learned by experience that God has blessed me because of your sake. Another translation says, I learned by diabolism. I learned by fortune telling that God blessed my house since you came here. I think that was Genesis 30, verse 27, verse 30. I learned through sorcery. So he was a diabolic man. I could have hurt you. But the one who promised you 21 years ago, who said I will not leave you until I have taken you where you are meant to go, that one met me last night. And he said, be careful. Very, 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 very soon, Jehovah will warn someone concerning you. And tell them, be careful concerning that girl. Be careful concerning that man. Be careful concerning that church. If you want to die, dare them. Personally, many have been buried on our account, unknown to us. And many more will go down. Many more. Many, many more. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. In verse 40 of Genesis 31, Now, apart from being rescued from Laban, he was also rescued from the weather. He worked for Laban night and day. He said, thus I was. In the day, the drought consumed me. And the frost by night. And my sleep departed from my eyes. It was in this manner I labored for you for 21 years. Thus I have been 20 years in your house and I served thee, and so on and so forth. That is the beast of the night. He endangered his life serving this man. But there was a word hanging on his life. I'll be with you whithersoever you go. I will not harm you. Nothing can harm you. And I won't leave you until I have taken you where you are going. Somebody say a loud amen. Now, did God keep his word to Jacob? Yes. When Jacob was about to face Esau, in Genesis chapter 32 verse 1, before even he heard the news that Esau was coming, angels arrived. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. It is something like, we know the assignment you are going for, so let's move. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, thus shall you speak unto my lord Esau, thy servant Jacob said thus, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. And I have oxen and asses, flocks and men servants and women servants. And I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in thy sight. That wasn't necessary. And the messengers returned to Jacob saying, we came to your brother Esau, and also Esau cometh to meet you. And 400 men are with him.
Ele.
Wahalus. That's plural, plenty wahalas. And then Jacob began to shake. Jacob began to shake. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And he divided. Somebody said that was not necessary. Listen, God prepares for trouble before trouble arrives. Before Esau said he was coming, he already surrounded you with angels. The host of heaven already met you in verse 1 and verse 2. They already gathered around you. He knew that there was someone called Esau who would threaten you. And he sent angels ahead of time. And you are to calm down, and yet you are troubled. Every situation of fear is due to a deviation of focus from God. Every deviation of focus from God and his word will lead to fear. Do you understand that? It happened in Matthew chapter 14 when Peter was walking on the sea unto Jesus from verse 24. As long as he was looking unto Jesus, but the ship was now, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straight away Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Suddenly he took away his eyes from Jesus and he saw the wind. What he saw? What he saw? What did he see? But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Did Jesus walk to meet him? What did he do? He stretched out his hand and caught him, which means he was standing near Jesus. He was standing near the master and sinking, because his eyes was away from him. He only stretches and says, see me here. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Every situation of fear is a deviation of focus. Whenever the focus is off the word and the focus is off God, Fear is inevitable. Inevitable. Hallelujah. So, angels were all around Jacob. Yet he was afraid of Esau. When Esau came, Esau did nothing. Because I'm sure Esau felt something. Can I show you what Esau felt? Sit down. Genesis 35, verse 5. And they journeyed. That's Jacob and his family. Back up a little bit. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand. Alright, move to now verse 5. And they journeyed. And the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not or could not pursue the sons of Jacob. Esau must have felt that terror. Just came around him and began to quake. Palpitation. Sudden fear. Paralysis. They couldn't even dream, imagine or calculate harming him. And that followed Jacob throughout his life. Why? He said, behold, I am with you. I will not leave you. Anywhere you go, I go with you. And I will not leave you until I have fulfilled every word. I am with you. I will keep you in all the places whither thou goest. I will bring you again into this land. The one who can harm you, they haven't borne him. I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. The one that can kill you does not exist. This is a direct word to someone now. When your time has finished from this world, it will not be said that a man killed you. When your time, whether by witchcraft or by human weapons, it will not be said that a mortal human being took your life. Can't be said. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I shall fulfill my days, because the word of preservation is hanging over my life. The word of preservation is hanging on my life, so I shall fulfill my days. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The most drastic one to me was the word of God to Paul the apostle in the midst of the storm. In Acts of the Apostles, it was the word of preservation. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 27, verse 22. Paul, can we start from verse 20? When neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and there was no small tempest, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. All hope. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth. This is Luke writing. Stood in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. Now, the storm was so terrible that death was imminent. Now, listen to this. And now I beg you, I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life. Somebody said there shall be no loss. Somebody said there shall be no loss. Shout it louder, say there shall be no loss. I'm still reading. No loss of any man's life among you except the sheep. For they are stood by me. I'm not just talking. They are stood by me this night. The angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given you all of them who sail with you. Everybody in this journey with you, because you are here, none shall die. They were not, they were passengers on, they were all equal passengers, like being in a luxury bus. They were going to different places. But this guy was there, and God said, since you are here, not only will you not die, everybody around your shadow, none can die. Allah, Allah. Very soon your testimony will not be, I was in an accident and I came out and everybody died. I was the only one who survived. That will not be your testimony anymore. It will be the testimony of we were in the accident and there was no loss of any life because I was there. And there was no loss. Now take your seat. Now, how bad was the situation? The storm scattered the sheep. Look at verse 32. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes. You know, soldiers can be very rugged. Off the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take me, saying, this day is the 14th day. And all of you have continued fasting, eating nothing. There are situations where food does not have taste in the mouth. 14 days, no food. How will you be eating when you are not sure of living the next day? Now, while the day, wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. The man was still bragging. While others are not eating, when he had broken bread, when he had thus spoken, he took bread, gave thanks to God in the presence of all of them, and when he had broken, he began to eat. You people can continue to fast, but I am eating. Keep going. Let's move to verse 40. Now, verse 40. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea. The wind was so terrible, they loose the rudder bands, they hoist up the mainsail. If there's a navy officer here, you may understand all these things. To the wind, and made towards the shore. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the fore part, front part stuck fast, and remained unmovable. But the hinder part, the back part, was broken with the violence of the wind. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners. It was full of prisoners also, in case any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Saul, kept them from their purpose. Mind you, there was already a word that says there shall be no loss of any man's life. So even that threat wouldn't have held. And he commanded them that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards, some on broken pieces of the ship. Are you hearing something? And so it came to pass now that they escaped all safe. All safe to land. All escaped safe to land. All escaped. I announce to somebody here, you shall escape. The word of God in your life shall come to pass. It shall be fulfilled. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. After Paul came to land, Acts chapter 28, verse 3. Everybody is safe now. Then Paul gathered a bundle of sticks, laid them on the fire. There came a viper out of the heat, fasting himself on Paul's hand. When the barbarians, people on the locals on the island, when they saw this venomous, dangerous snake hanging on Paul's hand, they said among themselves, without any doubt, this man is a murderer. Such that even though he escaped the sea, yet vengeance does not want him to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Shake off the beast into the fire. The light of God is risen in me. I shall know the truth and it shall set me free. I've got to shake off the beast. Everyone, shake, shake, shake. Hey! Hey! You shook off the beast into the fire. You see, people have a way of concluding on you. But don't mind what they say. For as long as you know who you are, and as long as God knows who you are, that is what is it. Whatever they will say, let them say. One of my uncles had a vehicle by that title. Let them say. Hey! Hey! Look at your neighbor, say whatever they want to say. Let them say. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Hallelujah. And then they kept on waiting until Paul would die. And when they waited, and they looked when he should have swollen, because this is viper. It's very, 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 it kills very aggressively. When it should have fallen down dead suddenly, and they looked a great while and saw that no harm came to him, they changed their mind. Say, this is not a person. Ordinary person would have died since. This is a God. I don't know what they are expecting negative about your life. Very soon they will change their mind. Hey! Very soon they will change their minds. Very soon they will change their minds. Very soon they will change their minds. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Is anybody get anything here at all today? Take your seat. The summary of this word tonight is that the word of God is the word of preservation. Maybe I'll add this example to it. Jesus and his disciples. In Mark chapter 4 verse 35 all the way to verse 41, Jesus said, and the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship. Somebody said the storm came too late. Somebody said the storm came too late. Now, so that it was now full. The ship was full with water. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Which means that, the Bible says the ship was full, which means that he was lying inside water. Probably with the pillow soaked. And was still able to sleep. That is what we call the peace of God that does not make sense. The peace of God that passes doesn't mix. How can you sleep inside water? Are you hearing what I'm saying here? And he was sleeping. And he said, Master, clearest thou not that we perish? That is not an intelligent statement. Can you perish without him? Is he in another ship? What they should have done was to make demands on the word that was spoken. Let us pass over to the other side. So, storm! Didn't you hear what he said? We are passing over! And he rose up and said, peace, be still. Hush! That is the literal translation. Keep quiet. Like one of my children used to say, say, tick a wet. Storm, tick a wet. Hey! Peace, be still.
your life today, I am anointed to announce peace, be still. Every storm of demonic agenda in Nigeria, I am anointed to announce to you, peace, be still. No satanic distraction shall work in the season we are coming into. No rigging modality can work. When God gets set to move, nothing stops him. He said, I will walk and who can hinder it? No structure of corruption can stop it. I announce in the name of Jesus to every storm in our land, peace, be still. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. You are moving over to the other side and nothing can stop it. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Very, very quickly, how does the word of God function to preserve? Number one, the word of God is a law that the forces of nature and creation must obey. When human beings speak, they speak words. But when God speaks, he speaks laws. The word of God is a law. It's a law that the forces of nature and creation must obey. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 10. The Bible says, hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. It is the word. The word is the same as the law. Anything trying to rebel against the word is a lawbreaker. What you do to lawbreaker is to arrest them and jail them. Isaiah chapter 2 and in verse 2 to 3, he said, in the last days the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Verse 3, and many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law. And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. When the word says, where blood is wasted, your blood shall not be wasted, and there shall be no loss, it's a law. Even in the front of killers, it is a law. They say they can see blood or see something red. Did you paint your hand red? They have already killed two people in his sight. Those demons will not escape it. But this man couldn't be touched. It's a law. The word of God is a law that the forces of nature and creation must obey. Number two, the word of God is empowered and anointed to deliver as declared. It's empowered and anointed to deliver as declared. It carries inherent power, inherent anointing to deliver as declared. Isaiah chapter 55. Verse 10 all the way to verse 11. Isaiah 55, 10, 11. He said, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. The word of God is empowered and anointed to deliver as declared or decreed. Number three, the earth is designed to receive
and respond to the word. To receive, in fact, to hear and respond to the word. The earth was designed, is designed, was designed to hear, receive, and respond to the word of God. Programmed, designed and programmed to hear, receive, and respond to the word of God. Everything has ear for God. Even your vehicle. Motto, I am your owner. You can't kill me. You can't. Iron, metal, you are part of the earth. Proverbs chapter 20, Jeremiah chapter 22, and in verse 29, Jeremiah 22, 29, he says, O earth, 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 hear ye the word of the Lord. O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. O earth, O fish, O lion, O tiger, O metal, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word. So when you speak the words to the earth, or when the words are spoken to the earth on your behalf. One lady testified. She said, in the middle of an accident, she was already under the vehicle. How many of you remember the story? Vehicle was already dragging her under the vehicle. And she heard the voice of her pastor in the middle of that accident. You cannot die like chicken. It's only chicken that vehicle drags like that. Came out alive. The word of God. Number four, the word of God has the backing of the speaker for fulfillment. The backing of the speaker. Psalm 89 verse 33 all the way to verse 35, the backing of the speaker. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take away from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. He said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. I am at the back of my word. I am backing my word to make it come to pass. Jeremiah chapter 1 and in verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 1 and in verse 12. He said, thus saith the Lord unto me, thou hast seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten my word to perform it. Ezekiel chapter 12 and in verse 25. Ezekiel 12 and in verse 25. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. I am the Lord, I am not man. Man may speak, it may not come to pass. But I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall no more be prolonged. Somebody say loud amen. Say after me, say it shall come to pass. Say God says it, and he does it. Yeah, so how does the word of God cause our preservation? Number five, the word of God is both a weapon of defense and offense. The word is a weapon of defense and a weapon of offense. Psalm 91 and in verse 4, he said, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth, that is his word, shall be thy shield and thy buckler. It's a weapon of shield. The truth is the word. Shield. He shields you. How is it a weapon of offense? Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17. He says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. So the word of God is both your shield to prevent arrows from hitting you and your sword to kill those who need to die. Your sword to slay the devil and his agents, to slay the forces of hell. Your shield and your sword, your weapon of defense and weapon of offense. In some situations, the best form of defense is offense. In some situations, the best way to defend yourself is to finish the enemy. In some situations. And everyone looking for you, they are looking for death.
Everyone looking for us, they are looking for death. Everyone looking for this church, they are looking for death. They are dead 1,000 miles before they come near where we are. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen.
Ola, ola.
Number 6, the word of God instills and installs faith in the heart of the believer. Instills and installs faith in the heart of the believer. And of course, faith is a shield of defense. Instills, installs faith. When God says it, when you hear it, when you come across it, when you receive it, instantly faith is injected in your heart. Romans chapter 10 verse 8, he calls the word of God the word of faith, which we preach, the word of faith, which we preach, the word of faith, which we preach. The word is near you, even in thy mouth, and that is in, and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. Verse 17, scriptures also speaking in verse 17, he said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And of course, faith is your shield in Ephesians 6:16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein we shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy, of the wicked. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift your right and say, I am defended. I am too defended to be a victim. I am too defended to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Finally, the word of God moves angels into assignment. The word of God moves angels into assignment. Psalm 103 and in verse 20, Psalm 103 verse 20, he said, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. He excel his strength. He moves angels. When you say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue rising against me in judgment, I condemn. Then he begins to look for weapons that are formed against you and begin to frustrate them, to frustrate them, to frustrate them, to frustrate and backfire them to sender. Hallelujah. 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 If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest believer, say amen. It's only when you go to heaven that you will know the plans of the enemy against you that could not succeed because of the word of God on your life. And for us, when we go, we will know how many hordes of demons and their agents that died, some ran mad, some all manner, because they dared to come against God and the oil of God. Somebody say amen. How do you employ the word for your preservation? Just three things. Number one, keep the word in your heart. Keep the word in your heart. Locate word generally and preservation word. Preservation word. Keep the word in your heart. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 20 to verse 22. He said, my son, I like you to see this passage is very, very sweet. Keep the word in your heart. Per time. Don't maintain an empty chest. An empty heart. You believe you'll be preserved? Yes. What word are you hanging on? You believe you can't die before your time? What word? What is your revelation? What is your revelation? What did you see? This is your walking step of audacity. What is supporting the audacity? He said, keep your father's commandment and forsake not the law of your mother. Are you ready? Bind them continually upon your heart. Let them remain in your heart. Tie them about your neck. When you go, he shall lead you. When you are asleep, he shall protect you. And when thou awakest, he shall talk to you. So even in your sleep, no devil is licensed to waste you. If there is sufficient word in your heart as your security, when thou sleepest, he shall keep you, because God knows that during sleep you can be vulnerable. I am aware in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9 that Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels or than Elohim for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God, he tasted my death. He died at age 33 and a half. That was premature death. The death that should have died me before my time died him. He tasted death for every man. You keep such in your heart. You sleep with it. And then the forces of hell is looking for who to waste. A pass here? No way. No man taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down. And I have the power to take it up. I believe that was John chapter 10 from verse 18 thereabout. That is, and he said, as my Father sent me, no man taketh it from me. But I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. That is the basis of no man who has breath in his nose has the license to take your own. We can go on and on. But there must be at least one, two, or three passages that you have eaten until it ate you up. I heard the story of a man who drank alcohol until his family stopped him from drinking alcohol, and that he would cut his hand in that immediate period and drink it and become drunk again. It was too much in the blood. That is, he drank alcohol, the last alcohol drank him. Eat the word. Let it eat you. When thou sleepest, he shall keep you. 1,000 witches from your village. They say, what is the secret of this man? Doesn't he know that nobody from this family is meant to be a pastor? In fact, nobody from this village is meant to reach where he is reaching. Let's look for him now. And you are sleeping. And what you ate is keeping you. And they came to no fly zone. They all reported in hell straight. Nobody returned to tell their story. Hell by direct entry. Didn't go through UMEO, Jambo. Didn't even do remedial. Straight to hell. Lift up your right and say, I shall fulfill my days. I shall fulfill my days. I shall fulfill my day. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So what do you do to connect the preservation power of the word? Keep the word in your heart. Number two, speak the word out of your mouth. Speak it. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. He said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. As you have spoken in my ears, say to them, as truly as I live, say the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Confess the word, but very importantly, declare the word. What is the difference? Confession is speaking exactly what you read. Confession, for example, like this. Confession is this. It is written, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. And so I decree right now, no weapon fashioned against me can prosper in Jesus' name. So you are confessing the word. It's very, very good. But declaration is far more forceful. Declaration is a statement of your position based on your discoveries. The same passage that I just said now, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I read it and I heard the weapon that can prosper against my life can never be formed. So declaration is, the weapon that can succeed against my life can never be formed. The devil heard the first one, and he heard this one with the backing of authority. It can never be formed. The gathering that can succeed against my life will never happen. They only gather to scatter. And he said, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do it. Don't let anybody convince you into some religious kind of civilization to confess negatively. And don't tolerate any negative talk around you. Who knows all these things that is happening? Who knows whose turn? It could be anybody. Not everybody. It cannot be this body. Yes, sir. Am I communicating? Yes, sir. Wait. Confessing, you are not just trying to prove a point. You are giving God what to work with. You are giving angels what to work with. Such that even if there was no situation that makes you talk, create the talk. You are giving God what to use for your life, and you are, see, many angels are standing like this, waiting for command. The Bible says they excel in strength when they hear the sound of war. Every demon ganged up against you today, they scatter. Gang up against me today, they scatter. Ganging up against this church today, they scatter. When angels hear that, they carry knife, they carry weapon, they carry sword. They know their location. They know their location. You didn't know to tell them. They look for them and he can take their backside. They just go to the backside of IK. So all you witches in this location, or the backside of Agato, or the backside of Orokam, they just look for you. Just, what are you planning? Do you know who you are dealing with? Are you not afraid of the oil on his head? You know, the Bible says a man's worst enemies are members of his household.
The altars of your family are, they fight you even more than the altar from anywhere. But today they are set on fire. Today they are set on fire. I said they are set on fire. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen. Stand up on your feet to the loudest shout of amen. Keep the word in your heart. Speak the word from your mouth. And thirdly, receive the word from your prophetic cover. Receive it. Receive it. Because by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. Hosea 12:13. Wasn't the word that Paul the apostle gave? There shall be no loss of any man's life. That word hung on the head of everybody. And not one soul died. There were 278 souls in that ship. Can you locate it for us? 278 souls in that ship. Two. It's in that passage. ICT, locate it for me. Not one person, not even half a person. Am I communicating at all? Because a prophet, a man who stood and said, nobody shall be lost here. And that was it. Don't ever let any devil convince you to operate without a prophetic coverage. Don't ever let any devil convince you. And we were all in the ship, 300, 316, that is 376. Or 200, 276, 276. A score is 20, that's 360, plus 16, 76. 276 human beings. If you are telling two people, no, nobody will be lost, it's another matter. If you are telling 20 people, 276 is a congregation. Under dangerous circumstances, some could drown. Eh? And they are hardened criminals. Murderers. And yet none died because the word came. You will fulfill your days. You will fulfill your days. When we talk about the word of the Lord, the word that you see from the scripture and the word that you receive from the spirit, they carry the same force. Whether it was revelation you saw out of the word, or revelation you receive from the spirit, the author is the same. The outcome is the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just finish it for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you excited? This word is necessary for the dangerous terrain we are in. The kind of world that some demonic agents have decided to turn our world into. But we are at the end of it. We are at the end of wickedness in our nation. We are at the end of evil in our land. And Jehovah God will help us. Every day for the thief, one day for the owner. Now the land has stepped in. The mighty man of war. The man of war. He has stepped in. Let's take 7 minutes and pray and use the other balance to take the communion tonight. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, thank you for your word to me tonight. Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you
for your word
of preservation.
I receive this word of preservation as I receive my preservation in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. I receive this word of preservation as I receive my preservation. I receive this word of preservation as I receive my preservation. Thank you for your word to me tonight. Thank you for your word of preservation tonight. I receive this word of preservation as I receive my preservation. Let us say paradise. Jesus, open my eyes to behold wonders from your word. Psalm 119 verse 18. Let me see preservation word from your word. Lift your hands and say after me. Open down my eyes.
Oh Lord,
that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open my eyes that I may behold preservation word, wondrous word, wondrous things out of thy law. Open my eyes, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open my eyes. Open down my eyes that I may behold wonders, wondrous things out of thy law. Wondrous one. Wondrous one. Wondrous one. Wondrous one. Wondrous one. Wondrous one. Wondrous one.
Thank you.
Jesus. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name.
Somebody said to me a day or 2 days ago, now we are talking about preservation for our lives. I think it's important we talk about preservation for our nation. Because what the enemy wants is to just scatter this whole country. Someone said to me the other day, I think a day or two ago, he said, well, we are praying and we are planning, but there are other plans in the pipeline. Well, there can be a plan, a deliberate plan for so much unrest in the land. Just a deliberate allowance for so much unrest and insecurity in the land until emergency rule is declared so that they don't talk about election is cancelled, everything is cancelled. He gave me three options. He said, another plan is like, the bandits, the terrorists and so on has overrun the land and they have taken charge. Somebody say, God forbid. Somebody say, it will never happen. Many other plans, including taking out some people, cancelled. So we are praying now tonight. Psalm 68 verse 1. I want you to read it with me all the way to verse 3. One, two, go. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yeah, let them exceedingly rejoice. Father, arise. Let your enemies, the enemies of this nation and their plans be scattered. Whatever they have in mind that is contrary to the will of God, that is contrary to the desire of the people, let it be scattered. It will never stand, it will never see the light of day. It will never see the light of day. How many of you have noticed that God is a prayer answering God? You know that Friday last week was not meant to hold based on all manner of reports. Based on tension in the land. Based on all manner of things. Not only did it hold, the tension returned back to hell. Father, arise. Let the enemies and their plans be scattered. Let the enemies and their plans be scattered. Lift your voice and say, oh God, in Nigeria, arise. And let the plans and let the enemies of this nation, the enemy of the church, the enemies of the people of this land and their plans, the enemies in the political sphere, the enemies in the realm of leadership, arise. Let the enemies and their plans be scattered now. Open your mouth and pray. Arise, Lord. Let the enemies and their plans be scattered. Let the enemy and their plans be scattered. Let the enemies 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 and their agenda be scattered.
Let the enemies and their plans be scattered. In the name of Jesus. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Let us pray for everyone in this nation to be bold enough to do the right thing. Let's pray for the military. To be, that is, they push you to go and fight insurgency. And you caught killers in action. And they say you should return, you should bring them to where? That is a nonsense order. A nonsense, ungodly order that has no right to be obeyed. When they told Daniel not to pray, he said, I disobeyed the law of the land. I will pray. Every law that is against the law of God, that is against the law of life, that is against the law of common sense, is a useless law. Embolden the people to do the right thing. Anybody who does not love life, that doesn't value human lives, when they are apprehended in action, let them receive what they give to others. For he that diggeth the pit shall fall inside. In all actions, function with the mind that you are going to be accountable to Jehovah for every action. And with a conscience to defend the integrity of the land and to defend the people. I will talk in this line more sometime to come. You are walking in INEC. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. For once, do the right thing. Do the right thing. At every point of your duty, insist on do the right. This is not the time where nobody will buy anybody with money. You're on social media and that is your department. Don't let anybody give you money to push wrong narratives concerning fraudulent criminals, expired drugs. That are toxins to the system. Know when a drug has expired, it cannot cure, it cannot be cured. And it cannot remedy, it cannot be remedied. It's a toxin to the system. Just to be discarded, just pack aside. Trash. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. They sent me the clip of, I believe it was a soldier the other day. He was lamenting. How can I be carrying a weapon and they say I can't use it? Anybody saw that clip? He was crying. He said his colleagues have been wasted. And there's no response yet. Why do you give me a weapon and I can't use it? No more. No more. No more. This is the time where everybody will insist on the right. And let nobody give you the order to finish your own people and the people of God. Don't let nobody give you such a useless order. Under your eyes, blood is flowing and you can do nothing. And you have a restraining order. That devil is a bastard. Lift up your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will embolden the people of our land to do the right thing. Embolden the people of our nation to begin to do the right thing. Embolden the people of our land now. Open your mouth and pray. Embolden the people of our land and the people of our nation to do the right thing. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, embolden the people of our land and the people of our nation to do the right thing. Embolden the people of our land and the people of our nation to do the right thing. Embolden the people of our land and the people of our nation to do the right thing. Embolden them. 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 Lebagagagagagagagagagag. Embolden them. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and appreciate God for answer to prayers. Let's celebrate the King of Kings for 2 minutes and we get ready for the communion. Somebody with a liver condition is healed right now. I take authority over hepatitis and every form of liver condition. God heals you right now. In the name of Jesus, pain under the right rib on the right hand side is healed. You feel that and you are the one. You step forward here and somebody's ear just popped open. Blocked for any reason is just opened right now. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Let us celebrate. That's right. That's right. That serpent around that waist, I retrieve it and return it back to hell in the name of Jesus. And that spirit of near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough is broken right now. Ancestral curse is broken. Generational curse is broken. Occultic curse is broken in the name of Jesus. I prophesy the mantle of breakthrough that is coming upon someone here right now. Everywhere they tie down your resources, I declare they are released. Fibroid is melting into water right now. Father, thank you for hearing and thank you for answering. In Jesus' precious name, celebration.
Hallelujah. Eh. Hallelujah. Oh.
Celebrate for 2 minutes.
Hallelujah.
Is the sound.
Is the sound of victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let the sound.
Let the sound.
Of rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
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 It's the sound of freedom.
It's the sound of freedom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you, we adore you. Everywhere you are tonight, while we are in this position, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. Want today to mark a new day in your life. Pray this prayer after me and mean it, and say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Forgive me my sins, Lord. And thank you for hearing and answering me. In Jesus' name. Amen. You prayed that prayer and you meant it. Can I see your hand up? God bless you. Quickly celebrate. I want them to be on this side, towards this left hand side. All those who pray that prayer, quickly come forward and let me pray for you. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as they come forward here. Celebration.
Lord, I give you my life. Give me my soul.
The rest of us can take our seats. Quickly come forward. Right here. As you come with your Bibles and your bags. Have your way, Lord. Everybody say, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Every moment I'm awake. Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Take it one more time.
Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you alone.
Lord, every breath that I take.
We'll take the song again. If you have an addiction you need to break, a lifestyle, something you are not happy with, a negative life, and you want God to help you to live a better life and to have your sins forgiven from drunkenness, alcoholism, from fraud, from gambling, whatever it is that is not a good life to you and you want to be free from it, quickly come forward, carry your Bibles and your bags, and still rush to the front. Let's go.
Stay no longer with you, goodbye pleasure or sin. Stay no longer with you. I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, world.
Stay no longer with you, goodbye pleasure or sin.
Your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, pray it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. I ask that you come into my life. Make me a new person. From today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken and the grace to live for God is released upon you in Jesus' name. Amen.